Welcome to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Dan Fisher, along with my co-host, restaurant reviewers, and WOSU restaurant bloggers, Rich Terapak Sr. Welcome back.
Thanks, Ann. Good to be back.
And Steve Stover. Welcome back, Steve.
Good morning, Ann.
You can find their reviews and lots of recipes at WOSU.org/chefs. The new Hilton in the downtown Columbus Arena District is a game changer by any measure. The largest hotel in Ohio now has 5 food and beverage options, including the much anticipated Fire, literally a live fire restaurant with a wood-fired grill. It has a sweeping ambiance and a chef-centered menu focused on Ohio-grown and raised products. Sebastian LaRocca is the executive chef at the Hilton Columbus downtown, which features 5 food and beverage concepts, including its signature restaurant Fire, along with Spark and Stories on High. Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anne. Thank you all. Really happy to be here.
We've had a chance to try Fire out. It was pretty amazing experience. So let's talk about the inspiration for the live fire restaurant.
Yeah, it was great to have you there and great you guys be able to try what is Fire. So for me, Fire is really, I'm really happy to actually bring what is Fire in Columbus because it's part of who we are, part of my DNA. Cooking with Fire was with my people since the start of this story. The idea was get inspiration in South American roots and play around the fire. Difference with many restaurants where they use the grill just for grill. Mm-hmm. We have 6 different techniques of fire at the restaurant. What 95% of the menu is touching 1 or 2 or some 3 of that techniques on the plate. We're going to bring experience on fire to the Columbus community that we want people to try what is South American cuisine and what is real fires. Change the perception about what is Latin food as well. We add in ingredients, but most of the time they're not combined or you guys don't try or different techniques that they're new. So we want when you come to fire, I always like to say we don't sell food, we sell experience.
Uh-huh.
So for me, the more inspiration when I cook in is, I don't do Argentinian, I don't do Mexican or Costa Rican. Cooking is about memories. Memories from my childhood, when I was traveling. So I combine all these and fire is life experience. That's what we are.
That's great. How about London? Did you bring any of London?
Yes, actually, yes. London have part of my heart. I live 6 years there, so we have few British stuff, but especially the pickles. Our amazing pickles born in London, where I started to play with that recipe, and is here now. So, yeah, I try to, in every trip, for me, I like to say when you travel, you feed your soul and your body. Food is energy. Food is fuel. But as well, when you're tasting food around you're traveling, you are getting understanding why these people are doing it. So I like to say, if you're going to know me, try my food. So
that's good.
We don't do a specific recipe. We do a combined experience.
You know, when we think of hotel restaurants, usually it's sort of something steak and potatoes, something that's kind of uniform across the board. You can find the same thing at a hotel chain in LA as you can in New York City, sort of a thing. And that's the way it used to be. That's changing a lot now, right?
Yes. Restaurants for hotel used to be more in the checklist, one more amenity what you give to the guests. But with the time it's changing, the approach, what they've done, the game changer, what we're doing here in Hilton Columbus, what is led by Chris Coffin, our GM, and all the regional team, and then with Doc, what is my boss, and then the whole culinary team, is complete game changer as what is a culinary aspect in the restaurants and hotels. We want people to live a real experience. And that's what happened, the magic, to start to combine different characters of people. Like the culinary team, what we have on Hilton Columbus is simple, amazing. We are chefs and front of the house managers that some they have hotel background, some we are restaurant background, but we put it all together in the mix. Mm-hmm. We make what we're doing now in Hilton Columbus, but it's something really special.
Talk about the fire. It's at least, 15 feet long?
Yeah, it's 3 meters.
Okay.
And with the feet, I'm still trying to get
used
to. That
would be a little bit more, 16 feet maybe.
It's a huge, El Diablo, how we call it.
El Diablo.
Yes. El Diablo, and on El Diablo, we have 5 techniques of cooking. So we do direct heat is when you put the meat straight on the grill, literally. Indirect heat is when you handle the meats above the fire. And we do slow cooking. Then we do rescoldo, what you put the vegetables covered in embers. Then we do robata style, where is you cook on top of embers. Then we do smoking as well. And then the 6th technique is the oven. So we have a lot of
fun. You have
fun.
An oven.
Yes, we have a good fire oven. And actually, we have 2 ovens. One inside El Diablo, which is the heart of El Diablo. And one a real brick, huge oven.
Pizza?
We do some pizzas. Actually, really good.
We had a good pizza.
Yeah, we had that. The mushroom pizza was really good.
It was very good. Yep. You're listening to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm Ann Fisher, along with my co-host Rich Terapak Sr. and Steve Stover. Our guest this week, Sebastian LaRocca, is the executive chef at the Hilton Columbus Downtown. Features 5 food and beverage concepts, including its signature restaurant, Fire, along with Spark and Stories on High. We're just talking about that 15-foot long
grill.
It's his toy.
Wood-fired grill. And it's so cool to see the wood stacked underneath it.
Yeah.
It'd be a great place to be today when it's 22 degrees outside.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's comforting. Yeah.
And you even get your wood from Ohio. Not even. Of course, there's wood in Ohio, but it's not. You get the homegrown wood as well.
Yeah. For us, and part of the philosophy, what I share always is support locals. Local suppliers and help to activate the local economy, especially after pandemic, where everybody is having his own fights. So when you work with local suppliers, you not only activate the local economy, these guys and our suppliers, they turn to be business partners. They're going to try to give you the best what they have. So the philosophy for day one was try to source all what we can local, and what we not can get local, we start to go out of the state.
Working your way back out from there.
Which is great. Agriculture is still the biggest business in Ohio.
It's number
so
one.
You've got a few people to choose from.
To be honest, when I come here, a lot of people ask me, why Columbus? And I say, beside all the checklists, but we can go and talk about family, sport, blah, 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 blah. Like a chef, I found it's amazing the sources that you have. Amish, different types of producers, meat, grains. You have everything what you want here.
Right.
And great quality.
Well, the elephant in the room is we're all looking forward to the opening of the Stories on High on the 28th floor of the hotel with panoramic views.
Yeah.
Tell us about the restaurant, and then can you give us a hint about when it's going to open?
So I will say, like we say, it's all about the story and Stories is going to be a great story to tell. People want to be part as well. It's an amazing stunning. Actually, you have 2 different views for 2 different scenarios of the city. 28th floor. It's stunning. Never mind if you go on the day, on the night.
Yeah.
The view is fantastic. Then different what we're doing on Fire, that Fire, the focus is the food coming together with a good beverage program, amazing beverage program, actually roasting with a Director's Beverage Create.
Mm-hmm.
Upstairs, we flip the game, and it's all about beverage, but the beverage team, led by Rustin, is amazing what they're doing. And then we come in together with a tapas-style menu, mm-hmm. small portions, and it's American-Asian fusion. So we have a lot of fun there with Joe, my sous-chef, but what we was doing there was playing with classic American dishes, and flip it and add in all the Asian ingredients. Mm-hmm. So the combined was, let me tell you, the people is going to blow away. It's because we bring really, I used to live in Asia, so Japanese cuisine was my first love. So we're not doing Japanese, but we take these American classics, we add these amazing Asian ingredients, and we get new flavors. Flavors that you're not going to be able to try. What I was saying is Asian cuisine here is always the same. Soy sauce, sesame oil, hoisin, boom. Now, we go with different, adding different products like Yamagobo, which is a burdock root, yuzu, koshu, which is spicy. We're working with some different types of ferments. Cool. So we want people to get a different experience.
Cool.
When we were to a restaurant, you were talking about how you had a big group coming in, something like 7,000 people, or it was the party planner.
The party convention. Planner convention, yeah.
Oh, yes.
how did you cope with that kind of crowd?
You see, now with all the outlets that we have, we're able to divide and manage. The nice thing in Hilton Columbus is it's one of the first hotels, the first hotel in the company, but we are double trouble. We live in two executive chefs under the same roof.
Oh.
So my business partner, my compadre, Todd Godwin, is the other executive chef. So we divide the hotel in both two pieces. So what we're doing is Todd is in charge for banqueting, what they have to lead with all these big crews.
Right.
Todd as well is overlooking the market, but it's an amazing grab and go deli. What we have in between the hotel and the convention, just where they come together, both buildings. As well, he's dealing with always room service.
Yeah.
And Todd is one of the best banquet chefs that I met in my career.
Really?
So that combination, Todd is more a restaurant chef, a hotel chef, and I'm more a restaurant chef. The combination of both is with making the magic happen. And then, of course, we are the head of the arrow. But the arrow need the head, but they need the whole body to work. So without the whole amazing team of soup chefs and cooks what we have under us, it's impossible to do what we're doing there.
How many chefs do you have at this time?
We are a group almost as 50 people.
Wow.
So far, more or less.
Wow. Yeah.
So we are 25, around 25 on fire. There are 8 on stories, and all the rest is banqueting, the market. Then the amazing, we don't need to forget the really rock stars here. We are the steward team. We are the stewards. We can do our work. So the whole F&B beverage team is, I think we are around 100-something.
Wow.
Between front and back of the house and stewards.
Well, you've got 1,000 rooms combined in those two buildings. So, yeah.
What are some of your favorite items on the menu at Fire?
On Fire, one of my favorite items on the menu, my signature, the tomato. When you get the tomato when you understand our philosophy. We get an amazing hydroponic tomato so we can get across a year. We cook it in the good oven. We serve it room temperature with a goat cheese, burnt onions, and we make our honey based on raw sugar cane. That plate is simple, amazing. Another plate, the osobuco empanadas.
Yes, that would be a signature item.
Yes.
What about the big skillet? We had that one at the opening that has steak and
that's a parrillada. That's a classic Argentinian thing. Argentinians, we like to eat everything, nose to tail. So in Argentina, you have an expression, they say, todo animal que camina va a parar al asador. Means all animal that walk is ending on the grill. So in the parrillada, you're able to taste a little. Doing an asado, how we call it, you guys call it barbecue. Never mind if you do it on the grill or in the smoker.
Mm-hmm.
For us, barbecue is the smoker. Asado is the grill.
Okay.
So when you make an asado, you want to taste a lot of everything. So on this skillet, you get sausages, chorizo, Argentinian chorizo. You get sweetbreads, where it's a glass.
Very unusual.
Yes, and it's amazing, the taste.
My wife loves them, but you can't find them.
You have chicken.
Yep.
We put you half chicken, when actually it's an amazing chicken. We put you
steak.
Skirt steak.
Which was outstanding. And so tender. It was amazing.
Yes. And then we finished this with some of our Jimi Hendrix. So you have chimichurri.
Jimi Hendrix.
And then Jimi Hendrix. And I named my chimichurri after Jimi Hendrix because it's pure rock. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah,
because you're a rock star. But we also had bone marrow.
Yes, and they have a piece of bone marrow. So you have a little of everything.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So the idea is, for me, food is have fun beside fuel for the body. And when I go out with my wife, we like to get, or we're doing including at home. Being half Italian, we like more Mediterranean style, like mese, get a little small yeah. plates, and you get a little bit of everything. The parrilla is about that. Fire is about that. Fire, we have a section where you have big dishes, but it's about sharing.
Yeah.
Get a few different plates, taste different stuff, serve the other, care about the other.
Yeah.
Can I have one more?
Okay.
That was really interesting that you had all of those smaller plates on that menu. Mm-hmm. I think it will enhance the traffic in the sense that people will go and they don't want to have all of that.
The big sit down.
A little of this and a little of that. And we find, I think, that most of the most interesting things that are on menus at most restaurants are the things we say that are on the left. They're the creative things of the kitchen, whereas on the right you got the pork chops, you got so that I think is the way we're all eating these days.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It is All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm Ann Fisher with my co-host Rich Tirapek Sr. and Steve Stover, and our guest today, Sebastian LaRocca. He is the executive chef at the Hilton Columbus Downtown. You know you want to check it out. You can learn all about it. Stay with us. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Dan Fisher, along with my co-hosts, cooking teachers, bloggers, and WOSU restaurant reviewers, Steve Stover and Rich Tirapek Sr. You can find their work at WOSU.org/chefs. They've got lots of great recipes there. February 14th, time for tablecloths, candlelights, and romantic Valentine's Day dinners out or in. I see if you're going out, it's amateur night, but I also endorse the use the whole week kind of approach to it. Still with us, Sebastian LaRocca. He's executive chef at the Hilton Columbus Downtown. It features five food and beverage concepts, including its signature restaurant, Fire, along with Spark and Stories on High to Come. What has been your impression of the Columbus culinary scene?
Actually, I really like it. I think they're really interesting new concepts. They're amazing chefs, like we were talking now while we were on the break. I was lucky to these guys open the doors, invite me to be part of the culinary scene. So that's something I really remark on Columbus about the hospitality and nice that people is here. Like, I got a really good friend with James for Ray. I really like what Josh is doing with his new restaurant. When he just opened Spec.
Yes.
I was there Wednesday.
Okay. I know being yet. I've been in Veritas where I really like it. There are a few guys who are doing amazing stuff and doing something different as what was Columbus Food SM. So I'm happy. I'm excited to be here. I think Columbus is coming at, is turning in a good, really good moment. It's a start to open and bring in different stuff as was normal. And there are young chefs doing amazing stuff as well. Like if you go in the markets, like you go no market, there are different types of cool stuff happening there. So I think they come in excited moments for Columbus.
And you've also already kicked off a big trend toward wood-fired cooking because BJ Lieberman's about to open one, and Avishar should be opening one sooner.
Oh, really? Avishar is another of the guys where I really like. His food is great.
We ought to organize a lunch.
I just stopped at Joya's yesterday.
What?
I just dropped by Joya's yesterday.
Joya's is good.
Had the na pad thai. Abishar. Love it. All right, so we were talking earlier about how many people are on the staff, you know, and you were talking about if you count the everything from room service to banquet to, you know, the restaurants, it's about 100 people. It's a lot. And I'm like, wow, how did you manage that? after the pandemic or during this time of upheaval in the industry?
To be honest, pandemic changed the complete rules of the game. A lot of people, they reinvent. A lot of people found they can do different types of works. So we're trying to first create in the young guys' interest for this. A lot of people see the reality shows, cooking shows, and they think there's a reality war. We have a really tough profession. We need to create passion in the young guys coming up. So a lot of this was trying to work with the team what we have, bring it together, grow people, and build people. So the job what we're doing with Todd is hiring young guys. We're building these guys.
You're developing their.
Yes, we're developing. We are showing the right way. As well, our sous chefs, we have an amazing team of sous chefs. So they put in the part. They are working together is the key to try to get something for what's coming. People need to eat. So this is, like I always say, when I decide to become a chef, I realize that being a chef is a passport to be able to travel around the world. Never mind what happened, people need to eat. So then for there is your part. How good you want to be, or if you want to be average, is your choice. Life is too long and life is too cool. Why are you going to be average? Average is boring.
Yeah.
So we offer to the guys to be part of the elite. But be better. When you're better in this business, more doors are going to be open for you. When you know what you're doing, really, more doors are going to be open for you. So my advice to young guys is, this is your passport to freedom and to be traveling and to be doing something different. And as well, this profession is not only about economic talking. It's about, we don't need to forget why we're doing what we're doing. Cooking is about care, it's about hospitality. You need to have that part. When you care about your customers, but first you care about your team is going to care about your customers. And when you care about customers is where the magic happens as well, because you create people coming back and fidelity.
I imagine that's one reason you were twice named one of the top 50 Latin chefs in the world.
For me, thank you. I work in, you know, in, I'm not the easy guy. And my soup chefs can tell you that. But I really genuinely care about people. Some cooks, they can see it. Some cooks, they can see, like, I too much pushing. But I want the best. I want to create. You choose when you're, like, you tell ranked 50 best or you get an award and you start to be able to have a voice and be talking. You choose how you want to do and how you want people to remind you or what the legacy you want to leave. I always try to leave a mark where I go. That's the same what we done when I work in Costa Rica 9 years. We work together with the community. Before, people know Costa Rica for the city, the beach, the nice people, the pura vida. Now we are 2 restaurants, 50 best. Actually, my friend Pablo just getting the 50 best of South America. I was before 50 best discovery. So people now is talking about food in Costa Rica. And I was part of that movement. The same we want to do here in Columbus. When I arrive, I invite few chefs, top chefs, like Avashar, like James, like Josh for Veritas. And we all together, we talk. Here is not about egos. It's about we work together. And if we work together, we can make great Columbus. That's the bottom line. So that's
what Do you ever get together? We've been talking about inviting some chefs and taking them to lunch because I'd love to see the interaction among some of Columbus's top chefs.
It's actually one of my favorite parts of Top Chef is when all those famous chefs get together and they just start talking to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they like to eat too.
Do you find, you know, we've got a culinary program at Columbus State, which should be a good breeding ground area for staffing your stuff, the and all the other major cooks in the city. The one of the things I worry about is they sometimes get stolen about halfway through the program, put in about a year, and then Cameron will hire them and do the rest of the training. Do you find that these people are pretty competent when they get out of the program or in the program?
I'm going to be honest with you. And don't hate me for what I'm going to say. Yeah. School is not for everyone.
Yeah,
I believe you have two different ways. I quit, actually. I was going to one of the best culinary trainings in the world. And I quit the culinary training. I know TOL was for me. Never mind how good is the school you go, the program, if you go SIA, Cordon Bleu, Le Notre, Ohio. It's all resuming in the attitude of the person. If you want to learn, you're going to be learning.
Yeah.
But if you just show up and you're not really interested in what you're doing, it's no chance you'll be good. It's not about the program. It's about the attitude of the person who is taking the program.
Right.
As well, something what I say is that many of these programs and universities, the people who is leading it, some they never work in a restaurant. They're guiding by the book. So it's important that these universities, programs, schools invite people once in a while where we are in the business so we can give a real approach of where is the real life.
Right.
We're lucky because Josh Wickham, the guy at Columbus State, we know him. We've worked with him in other restaurants.
Yeah.
We have some of the guys working with us. They come with a good base. But like I always say, we are guys for two different universities at the moment. And they come, they open, they want to learn.
Yeah.
But some people found the school, the culinary, like, I'm going to do it because they saw it on TV that, or they see a chef in social media, they have the car, they travel. But that's not the reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Even, in the lawyers. I mean, lawyers need to have clinical training and practical training. And you can't just learn everything from a book or in school.
Journalists,
you learn most of it.
Yeah, there you go.
On-the-job training, as it were. Yeah.
OJT.
Yeah. Spark, the lobby bar, which we popped into and briefly saw the menu for that. It offers a Midwestern-driven menu with classic cocktails and local brews. And I'm wondering, what does it mean to say Midwest-driven menu? What does Midwest-driven mean anymore?
We have the classics that you need to have in the menu. Like, as well, it's a more relaxed menu. It's a place where you arrive to the hotel. You come for a long trip, long flight. You don't want to dress yourself. You're just going to go down and get an amazing, like, what does my chef say, dirty burger. He's going to drip in all that. Or you want some nice chicken wings or chicken tenders with, of course, ranch dressing. So we have that stuff.
Comfort food.
Yes. Yeah. That's a place where you're going to get your comfort stuff. You can watch the game. We tell all that stuff that people is looking. You want a nice Caesar salad, or you get your chicken tenders. Actually, the chicken tenders, I name it under my daughter because it's my mother's recipe. They're Miranda chicken tenders. I refuse to purchase chicken tenders.
So chicken tenders are in every culture.
We call it different in Argentina, but we have in every culture.
Well.
Valentine's Day is a big deal. Like I said, like to me, it's like New Year's Eve. I can't imagine fighting for it. But you've got a special menu for Valentine's Day?
So,
and can anybody still get a reservation there?
Valentine's for me is a really commercial day. I always say to my wife, Valentine is every single day. You don't need to remember one day. But
I got to remember that.
Yes. We were talking with... So with Christine is like my partner in all this story. Is front of the house, F&B assistant director. We were talking about what to do for the San Valentine's. And with Chris, we came with the idea, starting to do it just on the 14th, start on Friday. Not many people is going to be able to go on the 14th on Tuesday, and everybody's too crowded.
Yep.
So we're going to be running from Friday 10, Saturday 11, Sunday we're closed. But we're back Monday 13th, and then the 14th. The idea is it's time to do a menu. We divide in four specials. So we have an amazing beetroot tartare. Then we're going to have a good oven butternut squash and coconut soup with a Argentinian chorizo ragu and shrimps. These are individuals at the moment. Then we have an Amber lamb chops. This is a sharing plate where we want the couple take that plate. It's coming with a creamy gorgonzola polenta, an amber cucada caballonero, what is like a black kale. And then for dessert, every our pastry chef is doing a... We took a takeover. I put a challenge on her, a banana split.
Oh.
But we're not doing the classic banana split.
Okay.
You're going to receive something completely different. You're going to get like pieces of banana, literally, but when it's a chocolate cover with a... They have a banana mousse, chocolate, creme.
Will there be a flame involved?
In that one, it's not going to be okay. a flame. But you're going to be able to break it. So we're going to be running these amazing forest specials for 4 days.
Okay, that's
people
good.
Is going to really be an opportunity
that's
to
wise.
Try it.
That's wise.
We tell people you've got to reserve early.
Yes, go and open table, book it. We still have few space for the 14 late night already, pretty much. But we still have space on Monday. We still have space on Saturday and on Friday.
Okay. That would be a hell of a space to impress your date.
Yes.
On Valentine's Day or around that time.
How does it feel to be in? I mean, you know, you conceptualize these things. I don't know how involved you got in designing or thinking about the concept of fire and what it looks like inside and the space.
I was able to, besides, it's one of the things my mom liked to do in designing the space, because already there was the space design. This is a project that took 5 years to develop. But I was able, with Doug Bowman, which is my boss, the F&B director, Chris, the GM, Chris Tid, to create the more important part of the story, what is the soul of the beast.
Uh-huh.
So we create all inside. They give us the box, the body. But the body needs a soul. So we create all what is inside, the menus, the food, the beverage, all the concept, the sequence of service, the special moments. So yes, we was part of the team who created that.
And when you're in it now, as a finished product, although I'm sure it's always going to be a work in progress in a way, but how does it feel?
So actually, I was talking about that yesterday with one of my sous chefs, John, the executive sous chef for his stories there. I turned back and I said, wow, look at this. We opened middle of October with a lot of ups and downs. Then it was a moment. We are tired. We nonstop, but we get already 4 awards.
Yeah.
Wow.
Let's see. Best new restaurant. Columbus Underground Top 10, Columbus Monthly Top 10, Columbus Monthly Top 10 Best Chef.
So Columbus Underground ranked us 2 weeks before we end the year between the 10 best chefs in the city. That was a super nice award. I know I was expecting. I feel really humble and happy about. And the last week of December, Columbus Underground as well ranked us between the 10 best restaurants in the city. So
that's voted by the... readers.
Yeah, by the readers. Yeah. So we were surprised for the short time we are there to be ranked myself between the 10 top chefs and the restaurant. And that is not me, it's a whole team, you know, since the hostess, the servers, the managers, assistant managers, the cooks, the stewards, everybody makes this possible. I'm just the head of the arrow, but all these guys are doing it, including a lot of people who we don't see there, the account people, the guys who receive the suppliers, the guys for security, everybody's part of this. So sitting yesterday back with John talking and seeing what we done, it's a wow for me. Starting from zero because, I have my background, my awards before, but I came 8 months to Columbus, a month ago. I arrived in May. Some people know me, but realistically, I start from zero. And opening the restaurant official in October and in December get these awards. For me, I'm really proud of what we achieved in a short time. We have an amazing team. And this is just a start. We're warming up. So take a seat. Put your seatbelt, Columbus. Because we're doing amazing stuff.
Yeah, I think you've got a good market here.
Yes.
The demographic, quite frankly, is getting younger.
As opposed to the rest of the state.
As opposed to the rest of the world. Italy's going to close down, they say. I think those folks are anxious and willing to go out and spend a little money to try something different and collect stuff on their own. I think you've got a really good base, the university and all of those kinds of things that contribute to it. But I'm not surprised that you got the award that quickly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sebastian LaRocca, thanks so much for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you to you guys. I'm really happy to be here and humbled to be here. Thank you very much.
That's Chef Sebastian LaRocca. He's executive chef at the Hilton Columbus Downtown. 5 food and beverage concepts, including its signature restaurant, Fire, along with Spark and Stories on High, to open this spring, I guess. So look for that. Check it out. We have more chefs in the city coming up, so stay with us. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.
Welcome back to All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. I'm your host, Ann Fisher, along with my co-hosts, cooking teachers, bloggers, and WOSU restaurant reviewers, Steve Stover and Rich Terapek Sr. You can find all of their work, and it's a lot of it, at WOSU.org/chefs. A local restaurant you don't typically associate with fancy romantic dining is White Castle. Yes, White Castle, but it once again will convert to a sit-down restaurant on Valentine's Day. And it's a crazy story. The last time they served us a Valentine's Day special, 36,000 people made reservations. And I think this was across the country.
Yes.
But still.
Yeah, 36,000 is a nice number. I was talking to the folks at White Castle about this because they shut it down during COVID. They didn't have it. And it's a more economical way to spend Valentine's Day. It's a lot of
a lot of
fun.
People love White Castle,
yeah.
So it's just a fun thing.
You gotta order according to the folks I talked with, the Love Cube.
Okay,
the Love Cube.
Is that eat in or take out?
That's eat in.
Okay,
and you get I think it's 8 cheeseburgers, 2 shareable sides. And a beverage, non-alcoholic, of course. Uh-huh. And the Coca-Cola company has created specifically for White Castle this Sprite that has cherry in it and a little vanilla. And so
dreamy.
Yeah, it's got to be wonderful.
How romantic.
And you can top it off. This is not in the cube, but you can top it off with a chocolate-covered cheesecake on a stick. I think it's a must.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it's like a popsicle, I guess. The thing is, because they get 36,000 diners the last time, I think you better get your reservation in promptly.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's booking fast. You can get there through Open Table, but it's a lot of fun, and I'm glad they're back.
And white tablecloths.
Yep. Candles.
Table service. Well, the reason I know so much about this is
you've been.
Our son took his then girlfriend to White Castle 2 years in a row for Valentine's Day, and she still married him.
That's so funny. Oh, the other thing is they have a cellist in the background serenading everybody with their music. So it's
well, the question is, what are our listeners' favorite most romantic
restaurants? Yeah, I know. We don't have a lot of time, but if you have the time to pick up your phone and give us a call, 614-292-8513, what are your favorite places to celebrate?
We've been surveying
Saint
our
Valentine.
Friends. Yeah, we've been surveying our friends. Rich,
mm-hmm.
Let's
what do we
see.
Know?
Well, I think Steve, in his survey he did a number of years ago, he finds that there's a difference by way of gender on what the favorite is. Most of the guys that he talked with and we talk with like the cozy place with the fireplace and a nice bar. And so there are several of those. I think the one that comes to mind that is kind of old-fashioned is on Old Henderson Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's Hyde Park. And it's a great place. The Refectory, a little upscale, but mm-hmm. You know, if you're the opposite end of the continuum from White Castle, mm-hmm. give it a try. The Keep is one that I like as well. It's intimate. It's in the Levesque building.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. I was trying to.
And yeah, and Hotel Levesque.
Yes,
yeah.
I love it.
And
I really
the other place that we that has a great new chef is Service Bar.
Oh yeah,
And it's a wonderful.
That's right.
Interior of the place. They've got this
1803 bar. Walls bar. Bar
again, that warm, cozy feeling.
Well, the banquettes
in my survey, which was years ago, the men wanted glitzy, expensive kind of places, steakhouses often, but the women, it was all more about the atmosphere, the cozy places, fireplaces.
Bazzi Italia is a good example
stuff like
of that.
That.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we refectory, Citizens Trust at the bar at Veritas up in the former bank lobby, which we went to together recently.
Oh,
the patios at Pazzi and Lindy's in Barcelona. And Mary mentioned rooftop bars, and she likes the Guildhouse, which has a warm, soft furniture kind of a feel.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned the Top.
The Top. And for those of us on the east side, the Top is always a special place.
What about you, Ann?
Oh, yeah. I mean, all of those. You know, Lindy's, Pazzi. Anything like that, you know, you just introduced me to
Citizens Trust.
The Citizens Trust, which was so much fun.
Yeah.
To just the place, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yesterday's Dispatch had an article listing many of the specials and special menus for Valentine's Day. A lot of good ideas. Includes Columbus's number one restaurant in Columbus Monthly, Commune, Lindy's. Plus,
Lindy's, yep.
Ray Ray's Supper Club in Granville, which we've already talked about, So Plated. And just about every Cameron Mitchell restaurant is having it.
Right.
And yeah, then, all the Cameron Mitchells were.
They also had a list of budget things to do, which included the White Castle.
Let's see. We've got Harold in Clintonville. Hi, Harold. You're on the air.
Hey, Ann. Hi. Listen, my vote is for Kahiki. And I think they should bring back Kahiki. Because that was the ideal pot.
Yeah, you're right. Great memory.
You still have your little umbrellas from the drinks?
Yeah, you could share them. Yeah. You know?
The famous appetizer.
We went there on prom night, too, by the way.
Right.
Good call.
Bygone. Yeah, absolutely. Speck Italian Restaurant opened last night on
Wednesday.
North High Street.
Wednesday.
Okay, Wednesday. Okay.
I lucked out. I'd been stalking them.
Yes.
When we were out recently, I stopped in and said, hey, when's it opening? Well, I got the call an hour before they opened, and so Mary and I trucked down there. It was really cool, actually. It was really light and airy, a little different than other restaurants. And the food is Italian.
What's the Speck thing?
Speck is I clarified, we always buy Speck at Thurn's. It's smoked prosciutto.
Oh.
Basically, it's a sauce, and in this instance, it was a long plate with four little sheets of the speck, which is fabulous, pickled vegetables, which I thought was a cool thing, and a burrata that's been herbed and with olive oil and black pepper.
Oh my gosh!
All that together was one of the dishes. I had a pasta dish that was wonderful. Mary had a scallops on really interesting risotto. It was perfectly cooked. But it was little tiny grains. It wasn't as big as usual.
Uh-huh.
How big is the place? Can you get in there easily, or do we have
to? By the way, it's on North High Street, just north of Gay, in the area where Veritas is. It's not that big. It's not that big. And it was jammed the first night there were. But you can make reservations. There are also seats at the bar. But I was really really pleased with it, and it's very stylish. I felt
it's
like I was in a
big
city.
It's just the same menu they had in Delaware, you know?
I don't know. But some of the things, from what I understand, are from this. But I think some of the things were new. Another interesting factor is that they had really seasoned servers. So it was really good.
Hang on one sec. Steve in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Steve.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, and this is more memory than anything else, that I found very wonderful as a romantic place and gave my wife an engagement ring there, the old restaurant on Lane Avenue Shopping Center, Delicatessa.
Oh, that's a good one. That's not on our list of historic restaurants either. I got to write that down.
All right. Okay, Steve, thanks a lot for that memory lane moment.
It's a sweet.
You know,
comment.
Things do come and go. It's hard to. Yeah. It's.
That's great.
Gosh, yeah. Thank you so much, Steve, for that. 614. Well, we're just about out of time, but we do have a minute or so. So if you want to get your call in, 614-292-8513.
One thing about Valentine's Day is you don't have to celebrate it on that day. Mm-hmm. We're going to do three Valentine's Day. We're going to go out, but not on the 14th. We're going to get a nice carryout from one of Columbus's wonderful restaurants, and we're going to cook together with a cozy fire. So, or
that's very
you can
nice.
Do all of the
that's
above.
That's very romantic.
She's saintly. Yeah. I have to get back at her good side.
Steve and Mary always do this. Steve has a birthday that lasts a week.
It's the Jubilee.
It's Jubilee.
It's amazing.
Good call.
Two new Cameron Mitchell restaurants in the works, a steakhouse in the PNC Tower, which sounds really cool with a sunken patio.
Yeah,
that sounds like fun.
Well, you could. It's a Broad and Fourth.
Yeah.
And there you can see the construction. There's a lower level, which I've seen in other large cities. And down in there, there's going to be a little terrace.
It's where the old bank lobby used to be when it was, it was Bank Ohio. And,
where it'll be a steakhouse concept.
Yeah.
And then he's doing another one out at Easton in the Bon Vie, which is described in Columbus Business First as Del Mar Easton.
I'm jumping through the notes now because we're running out of time as we tend to do. Harvest Bar and Kitchen is reopening?
Well, the one in Clintonville had closed.
Yeah.
Opened
up again?
It was just being redone.
Oh, my gosh.
We all got so worried about COVID and things.
So they've got
down.
The pizza and stuff and everything?
Oh, yeah. It's great. And they have a good happy hour, by the way.
Yay.
Bottles, too. A Cut 132 is opening in the Aloft Hotel in Easton. Near the Restoration Hardware, and that's a black-owned business. It's Black History Month, and along with modern Southern
nice,
table
and
Enos Caribbean.
Restoration Hardware is an interesting place for a romantic
that would
lunch.
Be, that was actually on one of our lists that we missed. And lest we forget, tomorrow is Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day, Ann. And we do it online with our grandchildren.
you follow all the rules, don't you, Steve?
Oh, God. Well, somebody has to sacrifice.
And then real quick, Chili Verde closed. I like that place.
Yeah. The one on Samba, but that's the original.
Yeah.
That's the only Chili Verde for me. New Mexican food.
Do we know why?
No.
Okay.
But they're keeping the other one open.
In Polaris.
It's just a family-owned
thing. Always liked it.
And I don't know if that's running two restaurants with too much hotoy.
There was a restaurant claiming to be the first Chinese restaurant in town, but I don't think that's accurate. That was, I think, Yong Mei and some others were beforehand.
One,
But it was on West State Street, just west of High Street.
Oh, okay.
And it was... it's not a great culinary loss, but it was a nice place. And
58 years, it's been the test of time, at least.
It was fun. It was kind of classic cheap Chinese, and you could go and as a.
There might have been some drinking going on in
there.
There
could have
too.
Been a little drinking. It was close enough to the State House that it would have a little bit of drinking going on.
I just heard the voice of my producer, Bobby Gerberich, say, give me the 2-minute warning for the last time ever.
Yep.
My producer, Bobby Gerberich, All Sites producer, an incredible part of our team, is leaving to go to grad school. I'm not sure what he's thinking, but he's leaving us to go to grad school. And he kind of defines order out of chaos during the pandemic. He was an intern with us. The fall before the pandemic, he stayed on with us. He graduated that spring. Mm-hmm. He had to leave just like everybody else did, except for me and one producer were left coming into the office every day. He went and worked from his folks' home in Cincinnati for about a year. And then as soon as we could get him back, still as an interim, he came back in the spring, joined the team. There he just said 1 minute. I just got the 1 minute warning. The last time I'll ever get the 1 minute warning. And he stayed with us, and he just developed into one of the best producers I'll ever work with.
That's great.
It's amazing. He's very young. He's very talented. He's got a lot of great skills. He's going to be horribly missed. And I just want to wish him all the best. As I look at him for the last time through the glass of our studios, Bobby Gerberich, Mazel Tov, many, 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 many happy returns on this departure. Thank you so much.
Well, post-grad school.
That's it for now. Thank you for joining us on All Sides Weekend Chefs in the City. Rich Terapak Sr. and Steve Stover, thanks for all your help as usual.
Great.
Thanks to our listeners, and thanks for being with us. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.